to talk to Leon Bibb. Leon told me, he said, he did Revelations. He did.
Fly love song. Fly love song. Fly love song.
Robbie Glasper. I got your number from a good friend of mine, and I really like what you're doing over there with the music and the drums and the bass and the sound effects. And it's kind of cool. Yeah, man, I just got to say, I love that song, that radio like radio by that guy, Nassim Meek. I don't know. The guy kind of sounds like Mos Def to me, if you ask me. But thanks. Keep the good work up, kid.
Disruptive hands and eyes so spun out like Caleb's truths and handouts. We have mad schemes that make sad mouths. And see, I am rooted, turned like some patronized youth with germs. Riddle till I learn your walks, talks, thoughts, conditional terms. See, understand it's a struggle, but money ain't the only thing that you can gain till you got that swing. Allow me to lean while you kiss my ring. What it is to be jocking this game. Clip.
got fire. Down in Jamaica, they got
soul.
Down in Jamaica, they got
soul.
Lots of pretty women.
Soul.
Spend all your money and they
soul.
Break your heart.
You know
I'm
just
Jamaican, taking charge and living large and big time. Come up for mine. I just barge in your area. Breaking the barrier, making it merry. And you cheer me when you hear me. And boost your stereo up. When I arrive, it's hype and live, cause I'm awoken. It's a shame, there's not a day rough like this. When Missy's on this mic, it's not niceness. Those who dismiss and pretend, talk behind my back and then approach me as a friend. In the end, you're a phony, it only has to be. Either you're jealous or your man's running after me. You see me walk and talk, you make faces. Simply because I'm going places. Females are still, cause they look ain't appealing. When I rap, brothers collapse, commit the stealing. I gave them a win.
This is De La Soul on Plug 1.
Baby, here we Plug 3.
Plug 2 is nowhere to be.
Live. One Order Radio, 6 o'clock. Lincoln Thorne in the building, aka Lynx, Albert St. Albert, the OGs, the quadruple OGs, a live jam right now in the studio. This is one of our tributes to fate. This is one of our tributes to the Black History Month. I'm loving this. I'm with the elders. We came to bring you shelter. Put my hand out, I came to help ya. I ain't selfish, I stay selfless. Every day is a gift, not a death wish. Too many my youngins was on a death wish. Sentenced to where to go, baby, I bring heaven. Me and my brethren, we on commercial. Live at the Rhythm and Spice, smoking the purple. Ain't no geek, this no Urkel. This is the cypher, enter the circle. Yes, this is destiny. Cooking it up, we got the recipe. Yeah, baby, this destiny. Cooking it up, we got the recipe. Mr. Lynx, we got Al. Everything good, baby, you love the style. Shaolin, baby, you know that we stay wild. Every day, baby, you can't be in denial. Listen, CJSF, we do it the best. And when it comes to rap, baby, yeah, we do it the best. Stay fresh, bringing out the mop and the sweep. All day long, baby, it be hot on the beat. We always keep it rocking the street. Baby girl, why you rocking the weave? That ain't your natural hair. I wanna see your afro. Let it go, baby, they just say I'm an asshole. Links on like Cuba, but this is not Castro. Ooh, we keeping it hot. I said we keeping it hot. This is Black History Month and we keeping it hot. This is, come on, baby. You heard it live right now. Yo, my man Link's kicking that beatbox, baby. SF. Oh, my. Yeah. Oof. 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 Come on. We got the OGs.
Black History Month tonight, 2026.
Afrofuturism in the building right now. Come on, man. Pound. Let me get some pounds. Let me get some knuckles in here, man. Yo, man. Come on, man. This is organic, bro. You can't plan it. This is organic. You know what I mean? You can't plan it. It's organic.
Well, the old heads have to come in and tell them what time it is, because that's what's going on, Flavor People.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
This is the Feed the Black vibes, right? Yes. This is what we want to do. Feed the Black has three programs all year, right?
Talk about it.
The big one coming up is June. June is the next Black History Month. We call it Black Music Month.
That's right.
All right, Gamble and Huff, big up to them. I got it because Jimmy Carter brought it in. And believe it or not, Trump actually sealed the deal about Black and Black Music Month. And we are in, for us, we're in our ninth year, and the actual Black Music Month is in its 40-somethings year. So what Black Music Month is all about is like basically giving, you know, celebrating the music of the Afro diaspora, especially in North America. And we've always had people coming up in there and just like dropping some beautiful vibes. Speaking of Missy Me, Missy Me came out with the 50 years of hip hop.
That's right.
That was our, I think it was our sixth anniversary, and we dropped it at the Queen Elizabeth. So we called it the Queens of Hip Hop. Big up to my girl Andy the Cascade, organizing and helping out that vibe. And we set it off, and it was a beautiful thing. And we've been doing it. Think about the Black.
And she just got awarded a stamp, by the way.
This is what's good. This is what's good. Because she was on the phone with me prior to the show saying, nobody calls me Lincoln. I said, Missy Me, what do you mean nobody calls you? Nobody gives me. You the first person to call me to come out and perform. I was like, it's 50 years of hip hop. Why ain't they come for it? She goes, I don't know. I'll come out and do it for free if I have to, Lynx. Could you call? I said, girl, man, get your ass over here. So she ended up rocking the house on the Black Music Month that year. And we call it the Queens of Hip Hop. So she brought all the sisters out. I don't know all everybody's name right now. It eludes me. But it was a beautiful setting. From I guess, from sun up to sundown.
Yes, it was.
We had all the hip hop heads. So Black Music Month definitely respects the hip hop community. And whoever says they don't, you know, they're telling a lie.
That's
what's good, right? So, but we are more than our sins of our parts. So, you know, the hip-hop family, I know Hard Body was up in there last year in our 8th anniversary. So, you know what time it is.
Yep.
And after that, we dropped the book festival. That's the Love James. Now, it started off as the Love Jones. I don't know. It's a cult classic, poetry classic, black classic from the 90s. And I thought we'd bring that revival back because a lot of people didn't know about The Love Jones. So you should check out that movie, Lorenzo and Nina Long. It was a love story, just like Fade to Black. Fade to Black was actually, I wrote it in 96 as a love story, right? Fabian Desjardins and Clarence Black. And Fabian got a fade, so she ended up calling it Fade to Black. I didn't even think about black. It had nothing to do with black. I remember when I first came here and started Fade to Black, people would call me, is this a black thing? And I have to ask them, well, is white spot a white thing? Like, come on, people. The ignorance is crazy. So I think it's just because they don't have enough black friends. So they be talking like that. So you people, I know we don't have a large demographic here, but the Love James right now is rocking black books. There's a lot of beautiful writers in BC that we don't even know about, you know. Shout out to my boy Marlo, the poet Marlo.
Marlo Brown. Yep. Right?
You know, shout out to, right now we just finished reading, what is it called, Junie by Shailene Knight. Mm. Beautiful story. It actually talks about the time when a lot of black people here. Check the book out. We actually have a book club. All this thing is available. Hard Body will let you know, and you get on our website, ftb.eventive.org. ftb.eventive.org, and you'll get the links to all what we do. And then by November, these cats were here last year because we do the film festival. And we start submissions in May, so any black filmmakers out there or like-minded. I like using like-minded because then it doesn't mean that it's only for black people, because I get a lot of that kind of foolish talk about, is it for black? You know, like, come on, people, open up your minds. Don't let the color stop you from enjoying the vibe. We just say black because everything comes from black. Nothing comes from white. They're black people too. They just call themselves that because they're melanemic, right? They don't have melanin. But that ain't not a problem with that. Each one teach one. Each one reach one, right? Be kind to your neighbors. So we got films. Like, I get like over 500 films of the Afro Diasporas coming in from May. Submission starts May the 1st and goes until the end of August. I go through all those films. Once I go through all those films, I create a catalog, about 100 films. And then I let the public pick who's going to be in the film fest. I've been doing that for the last 6 years, y'all. 6 years. And you know what's crazy? Nobody gives me any money. I do this all out of pocket. You know what's crazy? I'm a person with dialysis. Yeah. When I came here in 88, I lost my kidneys. This is what's up. And I had to go on dialysis. I didn't even know what that was. I was like 20 years old. What's dialysis? I came here on a scholarship. Y'all, I came here on a scholarship, a decathlete scholarship. I was going to be a decathlon. And they told me I lost my kidneys. I didn't know what was going on. So I've been on dialysis. And then I had a transplant, knock on wood. I got to big up my girl, Doreen Lowe. She's my queen. She's my empress. Everybody's always asking, where's the empress? She's around. She holds it down. But what I'm trying to say is that with limited means, on disability, I've been doing all these programs for black people. I don't get no flowers. Nobody gives me no awards. Nobody gives me no. I don't, like Hard Body said, I don't even like to have that, all that shit. I build it and they come. So I'm building again this year. I got no money last year from grants. No money. Can you believe that? All this George Floyd. I got none. No money. I think my boys at Black Boys Code gave me $200, and then Downtown Van gave me $2,000. And a couple other people gave me some money, but all that money I've been putting into these grants come out of my pocket. And I don't know why people just like hate on the vibes of Fade to Black or think it's only for black. Or it's like, what is wrong with people? Like, talk to me. I am such a giving guy. Georgia Strait wrote up about me when we had that gallery back in the days. Gallery rises above the rest. Check it out. And my name's in there, right? Because I was creating vibes. We created vibes back in the city that artists
saw our speakeasy with art all over the wall, they started putting it in restaurants. And artists started to get work from putting up their art all over the city. We did that, right? When we had the playground back in the 90s, because we had a spot by the steam clock on the fifth floor, as I mentioned earlier. So I've been doing a lot of work. I'm not looking for flowers. I'm just looking for you guys to come and be present and give me that call the next day and say, yo, Lynx, thanks for hooking me up. This was up.
No doubt, man. And, you know, yeah, brother. I mean, there's a lot to digest in what you said, right?
Yeah,
and
I said you gotta have time for me. And I,
well, you know, your ass need to get here on time. I know. We play it, man. At the end of the day, like, yeah, there's a lot, right, to digest. And you know, I appreciate the work you do, right? And that's why, you know, I wanted you on the show, right? And I've been trying to get you on the show, right? Because, yeah, it's important for the community to know about these things that are happening, right? And strive to support, right? Yeah. And, you know.
Squeaky wheel.
Yeah, man. Squeaky wheel. Yeah. So we got about 3 minutes left. This is the time that we usually do for any shout-outs before we end the show. And yeah, man, both y'all. Who you want to shout out?
I'm gonna shout out Junie Fredericks for putting this together on Friday. June, big up yourself. I'm gonna shout out my daughter. You know, she just became a doctor.
Congratulations!
And she just got married. Yeah. And in India, nice Indian boy, right? I want to shout out my mom and my dad. Rest in peace. Yeah. I had to look after them for the last 3 years. That's why nobody saw me. Because dealing with the elder is a whole different yeah. conversation. Dementia, cancer. Yeah. You got to go back and look after your folks and they're going to stay healthy. And there's probably a lot of people that I missed to shout out. But I appreciate, you know, give thanks to the Most High for sure. And I shout that out. And that I'm still here. And, you know, and I'm still doing my thing.
No doubt.
Well, that's great, Lincoln. That's great, Lincoln. And you keep doing it. You keep doing it as long as you can do it. And I'll support you no matter what.
Thank you, brother.
And brother here.
Hard body.
Yes.
Supreme.
Thank you.
Supreme.
Who you shouting out? Come on, Albert.
Okay, a shout out to my man Tim Batana. I have to give my ancestor, my former people I played with, Mandito Morris, who we played together for 20, 40, 30 years, mm-hmm. and all these other guys, Jose, Nina Simone, Freddie Hubbard.
Damn.
All these guys, these people I played with, Mike Taylor, mm-hmm. Walter Zuber Armstrong. Mm-hmm. Nina Simone, mm-hmm. and all the wonderful musicians and the people, Bob Marley. All the wonderful musicians that I had the chance to play with and meet, and oh man, it's so powerful. Thank you.
I appreciate you, Albert.
To the ancestors. Thank you.
Yes. No doubt. You heard it, man. One Order Radio, 6 o'clock Blitz. We hear every Wednesdays from 6 to 8 p.m. And look, we're going to be opening up for Onyx April 18th at Fortune Nightclub. So we got tickets to those as well. Like Lincoln said, come to Rhythm and Spice Friday night from 7 to 1. It's